Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Austin Laudenslager, founder and CEO of 3-7's Tribe LLC, part online business coaching and consulting program, and part digital marketing agency. And Mr. Laudenslager, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yes, sir. Excited to have you with us as well, and looking forward to learning a few things from you per your expertise. So for starters, let's start here. What are the five ways to create passive income online? I'm sure our listeners are anxious to hear these details.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's a great question. The first way to create passive income online is what I call local business advertising. So we can dive into each one specifically, but I'll just kind of give you a rundown here of the five. So local business advertising is the first one. The second one is affiliate marketing. The third is high ticket drop shipping. The fourth is digital product sales. And then the fifth is Amazon private label FBA, which means fulfilled by Amazon. Obviously each of them are a standalone business model. If you want me to dive into each one specifically, I'm happy to do that. But
Go ahead and get into each one briefly. That would be great.
Okay. We'll start with the first one, local business advertising. So essentially, there are about 30.2 million local businesses in the United States alone. All of them need digital advertising, digital marketing services, and there are many ways to automate the fulfillment of customer acquisition for local businesses. So the idea is to begin the business, you essentially set up an automatic customer acquisition service via Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and Google for a specific local business in order to begin generating leads and new customers for them. And then as soon as you have it set up, you essentially are getting paid for every single new customer or new lead that you're bringing to a specific local business. So that's the first one, local business advertising, at a really high level, obviously. The second one is pretty common. Most people know about it. It's called affiliate marketing. The easiest way to explain it is to put it in terms of like a blog or a blogger, you know, somebody that writes articles. So essentially, if you were to visit a blog and click on an external link and then make a purchase on that external link, a portion of the proceeds from your purchase would go to the blog owner for referring you to the seller. And so you don't have to, you know, have a blog or be a great writer or anything like that to perform affiliate marketing. It is one of the most passive ways to create income online. And I primarily affiliate market it via email. So you can do it in many ways. There's social media as a channel, there's email as a channel, there's, you know, article writing, blog writing as a channel. But the idea is to basically inject your experiences into those mediums, via these links, so that when people visit the links, you get credit for the sale, and then you get referred, you know, a small kickback. Typically, it's between, you know, 5% and 15% of the purchase price. So that's another great way to make passive income online. That's number two. Number three is called high ticket drop shipping. It's not a secret at this point. Many people know what drop shipping is, but I'll explain it, in case the listeners don't know. So drop shipping is a retail fulfillment method where, you don't have to have any inventory or any stocked, materials in order to make sales. You're essentially marketing, on behalf of a variety of suppliers in a given niche. And, as soon as somebody places an order on your website, you turn around and you place that order with the supplier, and the supplier mails that item directly to the customer. So you're basically serving as a middleman connecting buyers with suppliers, and you're selling at retail prices, and then you're buying at wholesale prices. So you're keeping the difference between retail and wholesale for every single sale that you make, and obviously, You know, you don't need to have any sort of money to begin because you're getting paid before you're actually placing the order with the supplier themselves. So it's a great business model, and specifically what I do and what we do at the 3-7s Tribe is what's called high ticket drop shipping, meaning we only sell items over $500. And typically we try to make the average order value around $1,500, you know, with about 50% margins. So that's a really great way to make passive income online. It's obviously a legitimate business. There's some customer service involved, you know, some shipping and logistics and things of that nature, but you know, it's a fantastic way to make money online, and especially, you know, each sale you're making, you know, hundreds of dollars. So the goal is to make one sale per day. You know, at least that's how we set everything up on our end. So yeah, that's number three, high ticket drop shipping. Number four is what I call digital product sales. And so this is probably one of the most lucrative online businesses that you can begin. This is selling things like ebooks and courses and programs, anything from, you know, an ebook or a PDF all the way up to a high ticket transformational program. And so the main things to understand about digital product sales is there are not many logistics in terms of fulfillment. There's really not a whole lot of costs to the business owner besides advertising. So the margins in this business model are pretty much unparalleled in terms of business in general. So it's a beautiful thing. As far as my, you know, digital product sales businesses go, I'm selling my my ebook, I'm selling my audiobook, and then I'm selling a variation of digital marketing courses, and, you know, really there's a course to go along with everything that I'm talking about right now, with the, you know, pinnacle, if you will, being my 7-week passive income program that is essentially a digital product in itself, because it's a transformational program that takes somebody from not knowing anything about making money online to having 5 different online business options. And so that is, again, a digital product in itself. And, you know, it, compared to a, you know, high ticket drop shipping business model, you make a sale and it's automatically fulfilled via automation with the tools that are available online, rather than having to place the order with a supplier and having them ship it and, you know, all that good stuff. So beautiful business model. It's definitely where I spend most of my time, just because, you know, it gives me the opportunity to help people and teach other people how to do what I do. And it's truly a rewarding experience, for one. But yeah, that's number four. Number five is Amazon, private label FBA. And there are, you know, hundreds of ways to make money on Amazon at this point. Some of my businesses cross over a little bit between digital product sales and Amazon, with, you know, selling my audiobook and my ebook and physical products on Amazon and all that good stuff. But as far as this one goes, this is basically creating a private label product on Amazon. And so basically what that means is you are selecting a proven product in a niche. A best example of a private label product is Walmart. So Walmart, within their store, they have basically, you know, every single item that you can think of, all under the Great Value private label. So Walmart's private label is Great Value. So what they've done is they've leveraged many manufacturers across tons of different industries in order to create private label products under their label, all under their, you know, their store name, basically. So basically, you can do the exact same thing on Amazon. You're going to be selecting a proven product and then differentiating it, improving it, and then labeling it as your own and selling it as your own on Amazon. So this one's definitely probably the most complicated of the five. It takes the largest amount of startup capital of the five, but it is a very rewarding business model because you're essentially leveraging Amazon. You know, they perform the customer service, they perform the fulfillment, they basically perform the marketing as well, because millions of visitors go to Amazon.com every day, and obviously that's where your product is going to be housed. So you don't need a website, anything like that. It's definitely a large process to get it set up on the front end and kind of solicit different, you know, product samples from different manufacturers around the world and all that good stuff. But it's an extremely passive venture as soon as you get to the point where it's set up and you have your inventory in stock at Amazon. So yeah, that is number five.
Well, I'm sure with that information, you've lit a little fire under someone tuning in today. A lot of exciting ways to make passive income online, and really appreciate those breakdowns and details on those five ways to create passive income online. Now, how can passive income be utilized to eliminate any form of debt? Talk to us about that.
Yes, another wonderful question. So I talk about this in detail in my book that I just released in August. So I essentially kind of lay out a roadmap for anyone wanting to eliminate their debt via passive income, and it's extremely powerful method of debt elimination, because if you do the math and you apply even a small source of passive income, the example that I use is $500 per month in profit and passive income. And so I essentially apply it to two use cases. One is the average American mortgage, and two is the average American student debt. So essentially, if you apply $500 in passive income, we'll start with the housing situation. You know, the average mortgage is over 30 years, and, you know, people are paying, $1,508 on average currently over 30 years. So if you applied $500 per month in passive income to your mortgage payment in addition to your minimum monthly payment, instead of taking 30 years to pay off your debt, you would pay it off. I believe the number was 10 years. So you're cutting off 20 years of your payments, and you're essentially gaining financial freedom 20 years earlier because your cost of living is essentially removed, with the exception of, you know, utilities and insurance and all that good stuff. But so that's even a small source of passive income applied, again, as an addition to your minimum monthly payment, that considerably reduces the payback period and interest. And so in that situation where the interest is like $250,000 or something on the average American mortgage over 30 years, you cut it down to like $88,000, I believe. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. I should have pulled that up. But anyway, all the calculations are in the book. And the main point is you save so many years of paying your minimum monthly payments for whatever type of debt you're servicing. And you save tens of thousands of dollars in interest alone, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you're doing it, you know, in the mortgage example. So, and again, this is all just additional, right? Because it's passive. You create it one time, and it's rolling in like clockwork on a monthly basis. And you're taking that money, that profit, and you're applying it to your debt, and you're saving tens, if not again, hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest. And that's something that's so powerful.
It certainly is powerful and also exciting. And earlier you mentioned student debt. You know, obviously there's a student debt crisis, the cycle of needing money for college, needing college for a job, and then needing a job to pay for college. Quite crazy stuff. Get into that. What's your thoughts on this situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's this crazy cycle that, you know, 90% of Americans have subscribed to, because we don't really have this information on the front end, you know, at 18 when we're, making the decision to go to college. So it's pretty mind blowing, especially, you know, I've gone through the system myself. I accumulated about $65,000 worth of student loan debt. I mean, I went to a top 20 school, got an engineering degree, played Division I football, like, did the whole thing, right? Did it well, and then graduated and started to work at a really successful construction firm in Dallas, and then kind of just realized the boat that I had put myself in. It was like, this is going to take me 20 years to pay off, even if I get some good raises and all that. And I think, you know, the main key to the whole equation is that, you know, kids at 18 look at this stuff and they just don't understand what the cost of living is after graduation, or really what it is in general, right? And never had to pay for it and don't have any experience kind of budgeting on a monthly basis. And then, you know, you get there and all of a sudden you've got this, you know, $1,500, $2,000 per month expense on an average starting salary. And and then you got to start paying your student loans on top of that as well. So it's just this whole crazy cycle that, you know, I think needs to change drastically. And again, this one of the big points in my book as well is just there's so many other ways to live a happy and successful and fulfilled life than putting yourself on that traditional path that essentially yields 20 years of interest payments and, you know, college student loan payments. You really just don't need that degree nowadays in order to make a lot of money. I mean, you know, there's so many ways to make money online. It's like I started, you know, all these businesses myself and teaching other people to do the same. And you don't need a college degree. You don't need a certification. You don't need a piece of paper at all. You just need access to the right information and the desire to make a change in your life. And I mean, that's a huge part of the message of my book. And I hope that a lot of people kind of start to realize it. And I'm trying to get my book in front of as many pre-college kids as possible, just so they have this information before they decide to go down that path. Because I mean, I didn't have that information. I had no idea. I was doing essentially what I thought was best for me. And ultimately, maybe it was, who knows. But yeah, I mean, it's just arming people with the knowledge and the information that they need to make the right choice before they make the choices is just become part of my personal mission, just having experienced it myself and watched so many of my friends and family members and everyone do the same thing and experience the same pain. It's like, it's unnecessary. Like we have the technology to eliminate that, and we should.
And listeners, you're hearing this straight from someone who's been to a top 20 school and has seen and done it all. This is really phenomenal, and I totally agree with you, Mr. Laudenslager. Today, we're speaking with Austin Laudenslager. He is the founder and CEO of 37's Tribe LLC, part online business coaching and consulting program and part digital marketing agency. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Laudenslager, the analogy of feeling tired, not because you've done too much, but because you've done too little, of what sparks a light in you. What's your thought on that analogy? Take that even further.
Sure, sure. So yeah, pretty classic. I'm sure most of the listeners can resonate with this, but I mean, I was working 14 hours a day doing something that I didn't enjoy, and it was just so stressful and fast-paced, and didn't have any time to work on myself or really even understand or recognize what I'm passionate about. And so, I mean, as soon as I kind of removed myself from that situation, it was kind of mind-boggling to, you know, have those experiences where I realized, like, wow, I'm really passionate about photography. I'm really passionate about writing. I'm really passionate about providing people with solutions to the problems that I've experienced myself. And, you know, you talk about that cycle. You know, you've just done way too much. It's like you might not be tired, like, from what you've actually done, but you're just not full. Like, your soul is empty because you're not doing anything on a regular basis that fills you up or makes you happy and fulfilled. And that is ultimately the thing that I want people to walk away with, is that you have to make time for the things that fill you up. And it's like, we're talking about on a soul level here, right? Not just, oh man, I had a really good time. It's like, no, something, you need to find something that really makes your heart sing and build it into your life on a daily basis, if not a weekly basis. And if you're spending all of your time trading, you know, your effort and your energy for money, and you're not experiencing those daily joys, those things that you're building into your life purposefully, those things that fill you up, then, you know, you're going to feel empty, and you're going to feel unfulfilled, and you're going to wake up one day just kind of upset at yourself that you didn't take time for yourself. And I think that's a really important thing to realize right now, because that needs to be changed in your life. If you haven't, you know, if you feel empty or you feel like you're not doing something that's fulfilling or that you love, I mean, it doesn't have to be work, but you have to have that time. And I came home every day exhausted after 14, 16 hours worth of sitting at my desk. And it's like, why am I so tired? I mean, I was physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, you know, spiritually exhausted. And it's like, I just, at this point, I've designed a life that I am happy to call my own, and really just proud that I am able to work on things that I'm actually passionate about. So I feel full and my soul is on fire rather than just empty, you know, from just the lack of that spark. So I hope that answers your question.
It certainly does, and really appreciate your touching on that from your and giving us your input. That is much appreciated. Lastly, explain tiny home equals tiny mortgage equals financial freedom. I'm looking forward to hearing your input on this as well as we conclude today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in my book, I basically give two different roadmaps to financial freedom. The first one is creating passive income online, and the second one is what I call going tiny. Essentially, you know, I do the math again. I break it down into a use case. You know, I use an example. His name is Michael. You know, he's subscribed to the traditional path. He's, you know, he's bought into a traditional mortgage, right, about $340,000. He's 2 years into his mortgage payments, and he's realizing that he's making zero progress. So one of the solutions that Michael can now utilize is by trading his traditionally sized home for a tiny home. And by doing so, he essentially gains financial freedom immediately, and he doesn't have to work his ridiculously demanding job anymore, because instead of paying $1,500 per month over 30 years, he's now paying, you know, a few hundred dollars per month over 15 years. And by taking his, you know, profits, quote unquote, from his first mortgage, I think it's like $30,000 or something like that, and applying it to a tiny home, he goes from having to pay for a $1,508 mortgage for 30 years to, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of a mortgage for a tiny home over 6 years, and then he's done. He's got a paid off home. His utilities are nothing. He's redesigned his life so that he's not working all the time to pay for his space. You know, he's no longer working Monday through Friday, you know, 12, 14 hours a day just to pay for his house and his cost of living that he was told that he needed. So again, the second solution that I propose is, you know, going tiny, trading all of your space for a much more economical and also a comfortable situation. You know, you still have a home, obviously. So I have another business venture, essentially. It's called Trifecta Tiny Homes. And anyone that wants to go tiny, we essentially serve as a free consultation in order to put all the pieces together and effectively help you transition from your traditional living situation to a tiny home living situation. And again, essentially gain financial freedom immediately so you can redesign your life and start filling yourself up rather than spending all of your time paying for your space.
I tell you what, if you can't get excited about that, you never will get excited. Awesome information today, certainly motivational and inspirational, and really appreciate all the details shared here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you or get more information on 37's Tribe, where's the best place to get further information?
Yeah, so the best place to do so is www.777tribe.com. Also, my Instagram, it's at Austin Laud, AustinLaud, has a link to every single thing that we've talked about today. So that's probably the best place to start if you're looking for more information. Or you can message me on there, and I'd be happy to chat and set up a time to talk further about whatever it is you want.
That certainly sounds like a plan right there. Again, folks, it is 777tribe.com. Mr. Laudenslager, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And it certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Austin Laudenslager, the founder and CEO of 37's Tribe, LLC, part online business coaching and consulting program and part digital marketing agency. And for further information, visit 777tribe.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.